The quickly growing Hispanic population of the United States is having a profound effect on politics, helping Democrats in some key states. That hasn't happened yet in Texas. For most of the 20th century, Texas was a stronghold for Democrats. In recent decades, Republicans have dominated. Well, now, some veterans of President Obama's presidential campaigns hope to shift the balance back toward the Dems. NPR's Don Gagne has this report for our series called Texas 2020.
It's 4 p.m. on a weekday afternoon at a union hall in downtown Houston. About 200 volunteers have gathered to hear from Jeremy Byrd, a 34-year-old political whiz and data cruncher whose skill in identifying potential voters, getting them registered, and turning them out was a key part of President Obama's election and re-election.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
It's good to be here.
Byrd was the 2012 Obama campaign's national field director. Clearly, old habits die hard.
Are you fired up?
Ready to go!
Fired up?
Ready to go!
He's in Houston to talk about his new mission. It's called Battleground Texas. He tells his audience it'll be very hard work, but that it's okay to believe that Texas is a place where Democrats can win.
If you had told people in Virginia 10 years ago that it would be a Democratic state in the 2008 and 2012 elections, they would have told you are crazy. And that's exactly what people are trying to say now, that we're crazy.
The success Byrd cites in Virginia and in Florida comes despite the fact that the Republican Party still thrives in those places, dominating the state legislatures. But those states, along with North Carolina, are now battlegrounds in presidential races and in statewide elections. It would be a victory to add Texas to that list. Byrd says it will happen and points to the words of Texas's conservative Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz to support his proposition. Cruz is concerned about the overwhelming support Hispanics have shown for Democrats. Last year, President Obama won more than 70% of the Latino vote. Here's Jeremy Byrd.
I don't agree with him on much, but Senator Cruz maybe best put it in an interview late last year. He said if Texas became a battleground state, if Texas became blue, it would change the entire electoral map. And I think that's very true. It's just sheer size, you know, makes it an outsized sort of importance in national politics and policy.
The challenge for Texas Democrats, though, is that even as the Hispanic share of the population increases, turnout rates for Hispanic voters remain low, lagging well behind Colorado, Florida, and Virginia, other states with large Hispanic populations. Battleground Texas will register new voters and then work to get them to the polls. It says it will be in all 254 Texas counties, relying on neighborhood volunteers. In the big cities, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, Democrats already do very well. But Byrd says they need to improve in the vast rural areas as well, even cutting the margin of loss in those places by contesting races in big GOP strongholds is an important part of it, he says. James Henson is one of Texas's leading pollsters. He says it's a chicken and egg question. You need registered voters, but you also need good candidates.
And that's been a big problem. I mean, there are many, many races in this state, both at the legislative level and at the statewide level, where the Democrats either run no candidate or they run only token candidates.
That's a topic an activist at the Houston event asked Jeremy Byrd about.
So I've had some folks that say, well, don't run in 2014 because you can't win. What I heard you say is we ought to be looking for those county commissioners, those judges, those district attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, people need to be running for those seats, and we can't be afraid to lose. In some of those seats, we need to go from 43 to 47% to set us up to go 51 next time. But we got to start running now in those places, and I think that's really important.
One of the rising stars of the Texas Democratic Party is Rafael Anchia, who represents Dallas in the State House. He says something not to be overlooked in all of this is that the money to help accomplish it is already there.
In Texas, we have served as an ATM for the rest of the country. Candidates from all over the country come to Texas. My friends from other places come and always ask me to hold fundraisers for them here in Texas because there's a lot of wealth. I need to start telling my friends, thank you, but we're going to keep some of our money at home and invest locally.
Sherry Greenberg of the LBJ School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas says if Battleground Texas is to be successful, it'll be over the long term. and only if they remain committed and aggressive.
I don't think that we're looking at a few years. I do think that we're looking at a longer-term proposition. Yes, the demographics are in the favor, but you have to have a plan. You have to implement it. As I say, you have to plant the seeds. You have to sow the seeds. Then maybe you'll have a crop.
Jeremy Byrd, meanwhile, says in the short term, they'll measure the number of voters registered, improvements in turnout rates, and the ability to field candidates in once uncontested local races. But long term, people will expect actual victories in statewide contests, something no Texas Democrat has done since 1994. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Our Texas 2020 series continues tomorrow with a report on the Republican Party's current dominance of state politics.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.